Prepare yourself! Prepare yourself!
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it going?
Well, now you can forget about going to the amusement park.
Keep it real. Take a red pill. You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it going?
Tune in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, Dee. Right here again on RBN, the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Brought to you by TLBTalk.com. TLBTalk.com. Yes, you want to call in. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Once again, that phone number is 800-313-9443. You want to call in to the local number to save us some money? You should be calling in to that number. Yeah. And also, you should also be making sure you're able to listen to us online through the plugins or through the phones. 512-248-8252 to comment on the air. 512-248-8252. That's right. So, let's get those phone lines flooded up, and we'll have discussion. Yeah. All right. So what's going on in the world today, other than people fighting and feuding? Yeah. I don't know. I guess I should get as recent of history as possible before going on into the other stuff that has been annoying me. Yeah, so, and of course, Distraction News. I'm actually not quite so sure about this one, with Nancy Pelosi's husband being a drunk driver, a chronic drunk driver, a habitual drunk driver. Not just alcohol either, drugs in the system. Everybody is trying to do their best. When I say everybody, I mean right-wing media is doing their best to not let these people cover it up, which is good. That's fine. I'm okay with that. You will have some enemies within the media for sure. Yeah, there's some people who are just not going to let it go. And that's how it should be with everything. I don't want these people to cover this up and sweep it underneath the rug. Even though the Nancy Pelosi and her husband is definitely trying to. And people are focusing. I don't even understand. Yeah, this guy may have been under the influence. He may have been high on drugs. He may have crashed his car. He may have totaled his car. He may have totaled someone else's car. He may have had done other property damage. Which automatically raises, should be raising the misdemeanor up to a felony because there was someone with bodily injury in the crash. You know, all these details are just being swept underneath the rug. Body cam footage has not been released, should have been released. Which is infuriating. I mean, I'm so tired of the rules for thee and not for me crap. Hunter Biden. We got Nancy Pelosi's husband. What is this, politician's family gone wild? Is there going to be a DVD coming out soon? Infomercial? Politician's family gone wild. Watch Hunter Biden smoking crack and having orgies with underage teenagers. Nancy Pelosi's husband gets cucked behind the wheel. And yeah, forget about how much of a junk he is. Nancy Pelosi is a junk her damn self. Okay, last I heard she spent what was it, $80,000 to stock up her plane with booze. So she flies everywhere. Her little speech in Taiwan, people think that this is some sort of cognitive decline like Biden. No. No, Nancy Pelosi was effed up. She was royally effed up. She was drunker than a skunk. You see how she's wearing her mask? The girl was gone. Trying to quote Benjamin Franklin and royally effed up the quote. No, the media trying to cover it up like, oh, slipping into old age. This is what's happening. No, Nancy Pelosi's actually pretty sharp. That old witch is evil and sharp as can be. Smile in your face, stab you in the back. That quick, that good. But the problem is, they have substance abuse problems. Okay? Once again, the same stuff they want to throw us behind bars for. Same stuff. Rules for thee and not for me. I don't know about you guys. I'm so tired. I'm tired of the criminals trying to run society overtly and covertly. I'm tired of it. It's an insult and a slap in the face. We as Americans need to have some sort of integrity. We need to clean house. I mean, how retarded do you think these Taiwanese think that we are over here, having Nancy Pelosi as a representative? I mean, come on. China wants to sanction Nancy Pelosi. Give me a break. Yeah, China should be sanctioning over that one. I mean, that's just horrendous, guys. It's horrendous. Yeah, I want to hear you guys on this one. Do you guys want to talk about this? I there's so much I want to get to. I know I'm never going to have time to get to it, but I think it's more important that I talk to you guys, so definitely be calling in. We're going to go ahead and hit the phone lines now. So let's go ahead and start with Fort Worth, line 3. Pat, is that you?
Oh, hey, B.
Hello, hello. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I'm wiping all the sweat off of me. I was outside. Probably still over 100. No, it's terrible around here.
It's just cooled down here, and I know it's going to be hot again in 2 hours. Yeah, it's just scorching.
The grass died, the weeds died. I made sure I got my fire extinguishers handy. That's the next problem.
Oh, there you go.
Fires. You know why it's causing it? LGBTs. That's right. You know, God's new name.
Is the sun turning people gay?
Climate change. That's God's new name, climate change. If they're on the water, they get tropical storms. They don't even turn into hurricanes anymore. They just run everybody off the beach, and there goes all the money. First, God hits you in the pocketbook. They don't get it. I mean, I'll watch all this stuff. I've been watching it for years. I'm a scientist. You know, I was a scientist. I am a medical scientist. Yeah. So you just if A and B then C. Okay, it's gonna happen. So we got Beto O'Rourke over here. You can buy his T-shirt with a. Rainbow Texas, Rainbow America, and some other rainbow for $20. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He'll agree to anything for the right price. But he ain't going to give up the gun, let you have your guns. No. You can't have no guns. But
well,
he's taking over.
I think that's kind of it's kind of genuine, don't you think? I mean, the guy will probably put his lips around the right phallus for the right price, right? That's LGBTQ, RSB, whatever, isn't it?
He's married and he's got kids. He's married and he's got kids and he's rich.
That doesn't mean anything. If he's willing to get on his knees and put ass in his face, that means he swings.
We're not talking about conservative media, Christian, Wikipedia. Conservopedia. Somebody went in there and just told everything about him. And I said, oh, I remember all that. I remember all that because you ran it against Ted Cruz and barely won. I mean, Ted barely won. Poor Ted, he had to go borrow money for his own campaign and then fight. He got more money, he could put it back into his campaign debts. Really? And I'm mad at him. I met him, so I let him know how much it, we used to say, are you a Cruz Republican or just other? And now we say, are you a Trump Republican or a Romney Republican? Which one are you?
Oh, wow.
I don't want to give money to Republicans. You know why? Because I'm not sure Mitt Romney's going to get it. The head of the running the Republican Party is Rhoda McDaniel. She took her Romney name out of the middle. It's his niece. I never see them recruiting for money like they're doing now under Rhoda McDaniel. Mm-hmm. Rhoda Romney McDaniel.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing that needs to be reformed, don't you think?
We're not going to have a third party.
It should take so much less money to campaign. We need to reform that whole idea. You know, we have things like the internet now. It shouldn't take a whole bunch of money. It shouldn't take millions and millions of dollars to have a campaign.
Mommy is when Ted, Beto, Robert Francis O'Rourke, 100% Irish, paints his face brown, but he leaves his lily white hands white. He went and speaks Spanish, so he's got a, see, Beto is a Spanish word for Robert. And anyway, when I would used to try to find out something about Ted Cruz, maybe what's going on in the committee or something. I mean, they would shadow ban Ted Cruz right out. When I put his name in, all that came up was Beto. But now it's not happening. You know why? He's got free all the social media, all of it, free.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of hoping if Twitter that he would charge people to get on there, and then they don't have to pay. Yeah, and he interrupts meetings. In fact, they were having that Uvalde meeting for a press conference, you know, and he jumps up and starts campaigning right there in front of everybody. And everywhere he goes, he has to stand on a bar so he can look down at them because there's not enough people, to look like a crowd unless you could get a big, I don't know. Anyway, I guess now he'll probably try to get Cornyn's job because Cornyn's come out with some kind of friends or something that, well, I don't know what happened to Cornyn, but I had to get over Cruz too because he come out and he says, oh, well, I think Texas should rescind their law that gay sex is illegal. I said, why should they? You know, why should they? Isn't the Constitution was meant for a Christian nation, and if you're pro-gay, you're anti-Yahweh. Really?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because it was so funny. When I joined the military, when I joined the Army, we had these like mass like classes very very often, actually, and one of the first ones that I took. Mandatory, had to be in attendance for. It was like the first or second one. And it was all about how illegal gay sex was. It doesn't matter where you're stationed in the country. In some states, it's illegal to have sodomy. It's illegal to have gay sex. It's illegal to have anal sex. It doesn't matter. In the military, it's illegal. If you get caught having sex, that's the gay sex or anything, you will be charged. And it really got to the point, you know, they're like, no, you better be married and it better be missionary. This was the Army in 2007.
Okay.
Well, hey, Pat, we got to take a very, very short break here. We'll come back on the other side of it. Stay on the line.
Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Just reminiscing over my stay at the Fort Jackson military base there.
Clinton,
go ahead, Pat.
He fixed things. He said that he got the don't ask, don't tell. And so my husband said, I guess now you brag and tell, or don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah. Well, that was the thing is, and that they really pushed onto us is that it was illegal, and if you do it, don't get caught because you will be prosecuted. They said it doesn't matter if you're a private or a general. You get caught in some sort of scandal, you have any kind of sexual contact that's recorded, that's not missionary sex, straight missionary sex, you will be prosecuted to the full extent of military tribunal. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It seemed to me like 32 years ago, they had the problem, they call it leapfrog, like if they had bunks, you know, they jump up there on the top and drug the guy and rape him. No, that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, none of the stuff I've lived through has happened, has it?
Well, a few of my NCOs were, in fact, raping privates. Absolutely. So, for the hypocrisy of that scenario, having to go through these classes, yeah, some of these officers were and NCOs were taking advantage of fresh privates and raping them. Sometimes gang raping. So, yeah. Rules for thee, but not for me. That seems to be the theme of the government.
Well, I saw a story the other day, and it was about a lady who was over 100 years old. And she was a member of, I don't have the story all, you know, ready to tell anybody, but I just see the pictures of those ladies standing there when the uniform on the ladies was a skirt. Military ladies was a skirt. Mm-hmm. Now they got to dress like you can't tell one from another. Everything is screwed up. But anyway, they were black ladies back when people were prejudiced against blacks, they said. Let's see, what world war was it? Anyway, what they did was they saw to it that all the military got their mail. Low mail, low morale. That was their motto. And you know what? When my brother was in Vietnam, he's on the wall. The Vietnam Wall. Mm-hmm. He said, "Kid, are y'all's hands broken? Why am I not getting any mail? I don't want to start crying." But they wouldn't give him their mail. They gave us his, but they wouldn't give him ours. And that was their whole job, was to see that everybody got their mail like they should. And they all lined up, you know, with their skirts on and their military uniforms, and I thought that's probably one of them's 100 years old, it's still over 100, still going. And they honored her. She said, "Well, I'm taking it for all the rest of them that are dead now." But everything's changed.
They want people to feel lonely, dejected, like the government is the only thing that exists for them. I know my mail was held for me, I want to say, for over 4 months. I didn't get my... Yeah, it's something about... It's a psyop for some reason. I think it's just simply to isolate and make people feel a little bit hopeless and make them feel like the military is all they have.
I don't guess you hear me on other stations, but I'm a strong anti-communist, anti-socialist, and people say, "Why does Trump just keep saying the same thing?" I said, "Because that's what we want to hear. We want to hear this is not going to be a socialist nation."
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want to hear. And the communists have been working at it since 1920. Really? And so they've been behind all this crap, everything. But I thought now that people can have cell phones, and I said something about Ukraine being a cell phone war one day, you know, that they were helping, you know. But I don't know what I'm talking about. It is late. So anyway, I just thought I would... I tell you about that and the monkey virus, all right? I know you weren't going to talk about that. Well, they're lying to y'all. Oh, they're lying. It is not. Go ahead.
I don't want to sensationalize something that is, I mean, this is all the progression, okay? You have the virus that's invisible. You can't possibly know that you have it. You can't tell the difference between a regular cold or this
COVID.
This COVID, right? And you know, so they can run their propaganda. They can do whatever they want, basically, to conquer and divide people, fill their heads with nonsense, and then shoot us up with this weapon. Now, they have seen that some people were smart, and some people were rising against. So now they have to have something with a visible affliction. That's the follow-up. Okay, see, this person has it, that person has it. This is real. Don't question us about these things. And, you know, it's the psyop. It really is. So, they're saying, you know, everybody, this stuff is prevalent here in Europe, but once again, I've not seen a single person with it. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe they're already in the hospitals. I don't know, but I've not seen anybody, I've heard of anybody developing it here. So, it boils down, what are you going to believe? Because they're going to show you pictures, horrific pictures in the media. But it's going to come down.
Those pictures are maybe even smallpox pictures. And that's what they're trying to do is, oh, we got the smallpox vaccine, too, in case we ever get another one of those.
They're playing with the idea of an Ebola breakout. They're playing with that idea. That's what I thought it could be, bubonic, you know? They have resurrected these diseases, and they're playing with them in these labs.
Right. They want you to think like the bubonic plague, where people, before they even got a symptom, they were dead. That's what they want you to think. But I don't know if people even know about that. 13th, 14th century back then, it killed millions, you know? And it took them years to get over it, sometimes 100 years. And maybe my thing, I wanted to see, what did they do to God? They got sent a plague. What did they do? And we know what's going on in this country right now. We've been talking about it a few minutes ago.
I can tell you what they did. A lot of inbreeding and a lot of psychopathy.
The abortion went on for 50 years, if you think about it. 73, and maybe, hopefully, if every in Texas, we could keep it that way, if we could keep Beto away from the governorship, and all the other people, you know, the senators, and all that, you got to have both houses. You're not going to get anywhere. By 23, it'll be really outlawed in Texas. I mean, rabbits have been real tough. You know, you got to have a heartbeat. That heartbeat, when it's got a heartbeat, and you don't, you go ahead and you give somebody an abortion, you're guilty. And I don't know how many years you can be sued by the husband, the parents, the grandparents, you name it. Every state is, and they said they had trigger states, okay, where some of the trigger states are going to say, well, if that passes, we're going to be a sanctuary for abortion instead of a sanctuary for life, you know, sanctuary state for life. We're going to be one for abortion Now, who's going to pay for the girl to go all the way over there to that state to get an abortion? You know,
it's going to come out of the taxpayers. Joe Biden signed. Right. He signed the bill. It's going to come out of the taxpayers' money.
I don't believe that's Joe Biden. He's got the wrong ears. I don't know
who that guy signed is. He signed it. I don't care if you thought of it or not. He signed it.
His namesake signed it. I don't think that's Joe Biden. He may already be hung. He's got the wrong ears. Your ears don't change. If you got a floppy earlobe, some people don't have floppy earlobes. Haven't you seen all that stuff?
As you get older, these things do change. Okay.
My earlobe's still floppy.
they were talking about Chauvin is a different person, and I don't see the purpose in any of that. But Biden,
I'm not even sure that story.
But they keep putting him away. I mean, how are you going to keep track of his appearance? They keep putting him away. Oh, you know this. The COVID-19 vaccine is so effective, so good, but supposedly he got the vaccine, yet he's gotten it several times over now. But you and I both know the reason why they keep saying he has COVID-19, the president has COVID-19, is so they can put him away, so he can stop talking. Right?
Okay. Hi. I think our mayor did that. She said she tested positive. He did something real stupid, and then she tested positive, so she had to be inaccessible for 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, out of the spotlight.
I forgot what she did.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that's what's going on, and they know that the Democrats are going to have a hard time because they're dropping out like flies. I mean, you have no idea because mainstream media won't tell you. Who's quit and dropped out. I had a list of them, but, oh, well, who do I talk to? Just you, me. Just all of you. But this here, monkeypox, it's only contagious for 2 to 4 weeks. That's a long time for somebody, but not the way that they have been, shutting us down over this, that, and the other. And I saw this Jewish, all right? You don't know how many prophets are Jewish, but it's okay because they got the, they know the Old Testament. They know a lot. But this lady, her name is, I forgot her name at this second. But anyway, I just turned her over for a few minutes and she said, God showed me that they are putting stuff into the air conditioners of places, and so it'll kill people. And then next thing I know, they got Legionnaires' disease again. Remember Legionnaires?
It
came through the air. Yeah. So I believe she knew. I don't know when she told that. It wasn't that long ago, but I didn't listen very long to her. And then all of a sudden, I read about Legionnaires. That's right.
See, that is a very scary situation. I'm very grateful that being here in Europe, there's no such thing as central air conditioning throughout entire buildings and a lot of places, most places. Each office will have its own little unit, if anything at all. So
that's good.
That's something. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna be avoiding all places like that when I get back to the U.S. for sure. I'm gonna be avoiding anything mass usage. That's for sure. But hey, Pat, I want to thank you for calling in. Huh?
I wanted to tell you something about the monkeypox. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
There's a video. And somebody, what they did is they took this capsule and they cut it in half, and it was half black and half yellow or orange. And all the powder fell out, and they took a magnet, and they could pick up that black part of the capsule with a magnet. And all the powder on the table, nothing was magnetized but the black part of the capsule. And they put it in hot water and let it melt for about 5 minutes. They took that magnet on the outside of that glass, and they could drag that graphene. That's what it is. That probably the graphene, the stuff that cuts your arteries up, that's in the clot shot. And they dragged it all over that glass. And I said, well, I'll be looking out for those little old capsules. And I told everybody, don't take anything they give you from China. I don't care what it is. Or whoever, if it's got a black, half of it's a black capsule. Well, I found it. This lady was talking about the monkey pox, and I think it was Sanjay Gupta. It looked like him who was interviewing her. Dr. Sanjay Gupta was doctor. She said, she had on TV, she had on a t-shirt that said, sober is sexy. Oh, well. and he was talking to her about the monkey vax. He said, how come most people don't know much about it? She said, well, because it's a specialized disease, mainly. If it got out of that specialty, that, you know, gay, whatever, they probably would. And she said, but we got cures. We got pills. So I had to find out what it was. It is called capital T like Tom, capital P like Paul, O-O-O-X-X, T-P-O-X-X, and it's a black and yellow capsule, really. So I was trying to talk to my son. I said, we need to try to get hold of that and see if that's some graphene in that. And if instead of gelatin capsule like they're supposed to be, it's a full of that graphene. And the graphene is what takes all the disease all over your body when you get the shot. And so at first, I mean, CDC was all over it. I mean, they'll tell you right to the minute how many cases are somewhere or whatever. Then you go there later, and all they show you is vials of vials of vaccine and the needles. And I'm thinking, oh, man, they're going to try to get a vaccine. They say, oh, well, you can't get immune to it. The human body's not made that way. I don't believe that. You can get it many times, they said. So we got a vaccine. And I'm thinking, yeah, all the people that didn't want the COVID, because they, you know, they're smart now. They're learning, you know, you get it, you're going to get COVID or die, you know. And so they just probably changed the label on it and call it monkeypox. And
well,
you spill, like some people say, when they come at me with a needle, I'm running. I'm not taking anything with a needle. Now they're going to give you a pill to get it into your body.
Well, thing is, in order to get a viral load to fight something, I mean, of course, you're going to need medication that's... you can take oral medication, but something that is put into the bloodstream, it goes a lot quicker. The graphene, it's not necessarily... The thing about the graphene in its nano form, it will go through the bloodstream, but it's going to collect into the liver before it's going to stay in the brain. So this is why they want to get this nano into the shots, so it goes straight to the brain. So digestive system, it's going to go to the liver first. And this could mean all sorts of things. Liver cancer.
You only got one of those.
You know, cancer. Well, I mean, you can have cancer of anything. Liver cancer, intestinal cancer, prostate cancer, destroy sterility, all kinds of effects from digesting the graphene. So that I think that might be the plan.
I'm concentrating on what kind of foods can you take to undo all this stuff. And I think I'm coming up with what they call proteases and amylases and all this stuff. it breaks it up. You can even buy it in a pill form now, if you don't want to worry about having pineapple, and pineapple's got bromelain in it, and papaine is in the papaya, and a lot of different foods like that. They break down these proteins that help them spike the proteins. They break all that stuff down, and until you can even digest it better, because so you got to watch what you eat. Eat stuff on purpose, and I want to get that out to people. But mainly, if you got the monkey virus, it's not going to look like the picture they showed at first, the smallpox and all that mess. It's not going to look like that. First, it's little tiny, white, almost invisible blisters, sort of. And then they turn kind of yellow, and they call that the pussy form or whatever. I don't know the medical name of it right now. And then what it'll do is they say it's very painful. That was what the LGBT.
Oh, yeah, lesions. Lesions are always painful, yeah.
But the point is first you got to keep it clean. I mean, they don't even mention that. You know, if you had something like that on you, figs are very good, too. I remember in the Bible, too, one of the kings was going to die, and they gave him a fig poultice, and he lived. I'm not saying make a fig poultice and put on it, but hey, you know, if it worked in the Bible, it might. But figs in general are very good for you, and so the point is that after you do the crisis stage of the fig, then they just scab over, and the scabs actually just fall off. And you're not supposed to mess with the scabs. You know how people pick at them. Maybe they end up causing more infection, or they may end up
You're causing the body to have to heal, to push out more antibodies, and more of the body's methods to heal. You're forcing it to go into overdrive.
Yeah, but
having
all the same
to do that.
All the same things. Vitamin C, more than what they call a minimum, you know, and zinc, all the things that build up immunity for COVID, you're going to need for the monkey vax too. Should do it all the time, because they're going to be throwing something at us, like I said, Legionnaires. They're not going to quit. The devil is so close to taking over the world, and he wants everybody dead before they can get saved.
Well, there you go. Hey, Pat, we got to get on here to the next callers here. Thanks you for calling in.
Oh.
All right. Well, yeah. So we're going to get to Gregory in California. Go ahead, Gregory.
Hello, hello.
Hello, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing just a real, real fantastic. Had a gorgeous day. It was cool over. I got to unload a lot of my truck, which I loaded up in Reno few days ago. I just got back a few days ago, and just enjoying life, enjoying the program. Yeah, Pat, I tell you what, Pat, you sure are long-winded. I'm going to have to really practice up to catch up with you, but no worries. What a wonderful, beautiful lady. Yeah. I've got different views on all this poopy. As far as the political and all that minutia, I don't know why people just don't turn their back on that and just flip them off and say, no more. I'm tired of your lies. I'm tired of your despise, your deceit, your ugly moronic wars and all your putrid God. Oh, I tell you what, just don't look at them. Just, if you have to, put them out of their misery, because they are miserable. The evil is miserable. That's all they want you to be, just like they are. Miserable, moronic, non-thinking, just me Nazis. That's all they are, just a bunch of me Nazis. By that, I mean N-O-T-S-E-E. They don't have an open mind to see how beautiful world and life can be. It's pathetic, really, truly is, that we even demean ourselves by acknowledging their existence. You know what I mean, my friend?
Oh, yeah. So how do you feel about what's going on? With the Pelosi... And our politicians gone wild.
They're not ours. They're not mine. I don't claim those cork suckers for a minute. They're just a bunch of evil. That's all they are. Just a pack of putrid, just a bag of SH, you know what, evil. And I don't want to open that bag no more. I'm tired of it. That's anarchy is the only way to be, man. I mean, no rulers. I rule myself, and I'm ruled by that that has no name. That
exactly
created all this bloody, beautiful, gorgeous world that we're in.
Yeah. Self-sovereignty, that is the goal. That's what we as a people should have. But, you know, it's the people who are not mature enough to handle that. That's why we can't have it. I mean, there's always the good people and there's the bad apples that have to ruin it for the rest of us. I wish we could all just, you know, I would love it if tomorrow nobody was pulled over for speeding. I wish tomorrow nobody got thrown into a drunk tank. Do you know how much money the court systems would lose? And just all the petty crimes.
That's what they feed on.
The crimes. I know. That's what they feed on. So
Instead of feeding on those reptilian-brained, moronic, insane pedophiles and blood-drinking, ugly, evil creatures that are controlling the planet as we speak, we're worried about some kind of monkeypox or some stupid-ass, excuse the expression, COVID crap. In my mind's eye, I see monkeypox as just being another replication of herpes and or shingles, which shingles and herpes are kind of in the same family, I guess. It's just a different type of poison that you suck in and your body tries to get rid of. And that's primarily all this is. And when you distill everything down to its common denominator, look in the dictionary and see what the definitions of all this crap that they're throwing at us at is, you know, virus is poison. So look at how many different ways we're being poisoned. You know, monkeypox is just a different type of poison, like shingles is a variation, like herpes, another variation, cold sores, the whole shiitake mushroom. Ooh, I got a bunch of mushrooms today in my bag. It's going to go up in the compost pile.
The compost pile, that's that a euphemism?
Hey, I go dumpster diving, man, and I got some pretty choice dumpsters to go diving in. And, like, right now I got some carrots that are just to die for, potatoes, one little stalk of celery, apples, all sorts of stuff. That all I got to do is wash off and clean up and blend up. And, I mean, I must have 50, 60, maybe 70 Satan slave tokens worth of food in my little basket. And then everything that I don't want to process, I give to my worms. And they love to process that. No other worms.
I tell you what. I'm subscribed to this one guy's YouTube channel. He does dumpster diving, and this guy gets, he does scrap metal, and just
I do that too.
Money.
Yeah,
so much money. I kept had me thinking, contemplate. I think I should probably do this. This guy will come across hundreds of dollars of worth of scrap metal per dumpster. It's like, this is amazing.
Hey, man. You wouldn't believe the treasures. In my mind, there's no such thing, only wasteful humans. People don't waste, only humans waste. And I refer to the Ballantyne's Legal Law Dictionary of 18, I believe it's 98. And you look up the word human, and it refers you to the word monster. And that's true waste, or monsters, as far as I'm concerned. That's the way I see it right now. But there's no such thing as waste, only wasteful creatures. And we are one of the most wastefulest nations on the planet. You look at the military and how they kill, rape, pillage, and destroy the planet, just testing their new sonar and all their new little gizmos that cause the whales and dolphins and everybody else to just flee the area. And then at the same time, we still have Chernobyl and Fukushima and all the other radioactive power plants that are getting ready to, you know, they should have been dismantled a long time ago, but they've been given a free pass without having to get insurance. And, oh, boy, aren't they just such special creatures that are being allowed to poison the planet, like Monsanto all the other DuPonts and poisonous creatures that just, that's all they do is poison the planet.
And well, hey, you know what? We're going to have to earmark it right there. We got to take a quick little break here, so stay on the line. And yeah, once again, guys, you should be calling in to the show to have a chat. We'll be right back.
All capital buildings and cities are under siege by the United States government to quell the domestic terrorist threat. All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
Let's talk vaccine mandates, shall we? I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Dr. Birx has admitted something that many of us were shunned and censored for saying just a few months ago. The COVID vaccine was never going to stop the transmission of the virus. With Biden and other high-profile people getting jabbed and still getting COVID, then getting COVID again, the stop the spread argument should be entirely off the table. The mRNA jab may very well keep you from getting deathly sick. And if that's true, that makes it more akin to a tetanus shot. It keeps you from getting a potentially deadly infection, but it doesn't protect anyone else at all. When was the last time an employer required you to get a tetanus shot or be fired? please demand transparency from Congress by demanding a vote on H.R. 46. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/H.R. 46 for more information. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.